Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you wherever you are in the world, and welcome to Abide Forever. My name is Dr. Ebony Robinson. I welcome you all into this broadcast. Today on Abide Forever, I want to talk about abiding with the Son, or abiding, hallelujah, in the inner sanctuary, okay? The Son of God, our Messiah, Savior of the world, He abides within us. And so today I want to encourage us to move or shift from an outward reach and an outward focus to an inward reach and an inward focus, because the sanctuary, the tabernacle, now abides within, because the Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, some call Him Yeshua, hallelujah, His name is Yahushua. He abides within us, all right? And so we're talking about a shift of perspective, a shift in our focus, which will also bring about a shift in our faith, right? Because we're no longer reaching and searching outside of ourselves, but we are, hallelujah, just getting in touch with He who abides within us. Amen. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank You for Your word. Lord God, I just come into agreement with everything that You have already said. Your word is the authority over our lives. Hallelujah. Over our temples. Hallelujah. Father God, You are the one who governs, for the government of our lives is on Your shoulders, Father God. And I just ask that You speak to us. Give us Your divine direction, and let the spirit of wisdom and revelation rest on us in this hour, Father God, so that we will truly understand and receive Your word in the fullness of what You have said and what You have spoken concerning us, Your children. And I receive it all by faith, Lord. Thank You, Father, for abiding within me, Lord. Thank You for delivering me. Thank You for saving me. Thank You, hallelujah, Father God, for enabling me to overcome. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for You are greater in me than anything that I would ever face in this world, Father God. And I just say thank You. Lord, I just yield my temple to You in this hour, Lord God. And I just ask that You would teach us what it means to abide in the inner sanctuary, what it means to abide with You. And I pray this prayer with all expectation and hope in the One who is able to do all things but fail. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. We're talking about abiding in the inner sanctuary, abiding with the Son. As I said earlier, it's time to shift, okay? It's time for us to shift from an outward focus to an inward focus, right? Because the Savior, He abides within. And so what's happening under the Son, and what has happened, and continues to happen, is that so many of us, we continue to look outside of ourselves for what is already within. And I just want to, hallelujah, I just want to pause, just a tactical pause, just to say, hallelujah, that the answer that you seek is not outside of you. The answer is within you. The answer that you seek is not outside of you. It's within you. Hallelujah. It's within you. Receive that. Now listen, the word of the Lord tells us in the book of Hebrews, and this is, I want to just kind of just lay this foundation as we open our mind and our heart to receive what Almighty God has to say to us today. I'm in the first chapter of Hebrews, okay? And I'm just probably just going to read a few verses from here. But then I want to just look at some other scriptures to drive drive this message home as it pertains to abiding in the inner sanctuary. The word of the Lord says, if you have your Bibles, first the first book of Hebrews, and I'm going to be reading from the Complete Jewish Study Bible. You can read from whatever you have, NIV, New King James, King James. The word of the Lord says, hallelujah, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. In days gone by, God spoke in many and varied ways to the fathers through the prophets. But now, hallelujah, if you're listening to this broadcast, say that with me. But now, in the Akarit Hayamim, that is in the end of days, in these latter days, right? He has spoken to us through his Son, to whom he has given ownership of everything. Some translations say, whom he has appointed heir of all things, right? He is the heir of all things. That means that everything has been given to Christ, has been given to he who abides within, he who, hallelujah, abides in the inner sanctuary. Listen, the word of the Lord says that everything, hallelujah, whom he has given ownership of everything, and through whom he created the universe. Hallelujah. Now focus, if you will, on the fact that the truth that the divine revelation that in the past God spoke to our ancestors, to our forefathers through the prophets, right? But he tells us now, hallelujah, that in these last days, in Hebrew, Akarit Hayamim, in these last days, that he has spoken to us through who? Through his Son. Listen, the Lord Most High, Jesus Christ, he abides in you, and he wants to speak to you directly, okay? And so God Almighty is encouraging us. He's inviting us. He is moving us into a shift where our focus is not on the outside of us, hallelujah, but really coming into the understanding and accepting the revelation, hallelujah, that the Savior abides within. Everything that Jesus Christ accomplished in giving himself up and in being crucified on a cross, hallelujah, and being lifted up from the earth and giving up his spirit, hallelujah, and through his resurrection from the dead, that he, hallelujah, has made it possible for the holy presence of Almighty God to abide within us. Hallelujah. And he secured it through the destruction of his flesh, through the destruction of his body. Listen to me. The Lord Most High has established us as his temple and as his sanctuary. And I always have to go back, hallelujah, over to, let me see, I want to catch this verse really quickly before I move on, okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That the Lord Almighty has made us into his living temples. He has made us into his living temples, okay? He abides within us, and this was all accomplished through the completed works of the Messiah. And so when the Lord tells us in Hebrews chapter 1 that in the past he spoke to the prophets, but now in these latter days he says, listen, I am speaking to you. He says, I'm speaking to you. My voice is within. My word is within you. Hallelujah. I am within you. And I think it's interesting that we do have a tendency to search outside of ourselves immediately when we are in search for something. But the answer, hallelujah, abides within, because he who has been appointed heir over all things, or who has been given ownership of everything under the sun, everything in the universe, hallelujah, and through whom the whole universe was created, because he abides within, there is no answer, hallelujah, or a search that has to go beyond the temple. We only need to learn to abide with him in the inner sanctuary. All right. Now, because we do tend to look outside of ourselves for those answers, what are some of the things that we look for? We look for validation outside of ourselves. We look for a word, you know, outside of ourselves. We look for hope outside of ourselves. We look for confirmations outside of ourselves. But the Lord God Almighty, hallelujah, has given us everything within, hallelujah, within himself. Okay. And so that I want to take a moment and just look at these areas of our life where we need to shift. We need to shift our perspective. And we really need to embrace the fact that the Lord Most High abides within us. Watch this, because we understand the work that Christ has accomplished. But what does Hebrews tell us about concerning the identity of Christ, right? At verse 3 in this first chapter of Hebrews, the Lord Most High says, this Son, hallelujah, who is Christ, our Savior, the Messiah, Yeshua, Yahushua, however you want to name him, hallelujah, the Savior, the Son is the radiance of the Shekinah. Hallelujah. He is the radiance of the glory, the very expression of God's essence. Hallelujah. Upholding all that exists by his powerful word. And after he had, through himself, made purification for sin, he sat down at the right hand, hallelujah, of the majesty. Yes, he did. Who is he? Who is he who abides within? What and who has God placed in the inner sanctuary? He has placed the exact representation of his being. Hallelujah. Who is Christ? Christ, the radiance of God's glory, the expression of the very essence of Almighty God, who upholds all that exists by his powerful word. He abides within. So when I really understand that, the one whose word sustains and upholds everything in the universe, when I, hallelujah, get a divine revelation on that, I'm not going outside of myself for an answer. I'm not reaching outside of myself for validation. I'm not going outside of the temple for anything. If he truly abides in me, then the answer also abides within. Hallelujah. Now listen to me. Let's get some understanding here. All right. So as I said earlier, sometimes we look to other people for validation, but the Lord wants us to know that the validation is within, because the word of God tells us in Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 39 say, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. Right there. Why does he work in all things for the good of those who love him? Hallelujah. Because the Son is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. It is to his joy. Hallelujah. And it is his zeal for which he accomplishes the will of the Father in our lives. Hallelujah. So not only has he given himself up, hallelujah, to bridge the gap between us and the Father, to make us into living temples, okay? But in all things, every day of my life, hallelujah, his hand and the resources of heaven work for my good. Hallelujah. Why does it work for my good? because I love him. Now watch this. The verse goes on to say, who have been called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Watch this. Now here's the validation. Here's the validation. The validation abides within, because the Savior abides within. And we, hallelujah, are abiding with the Son of God in the inner sanctuary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, he says, I'm working for your good, because you love me and I have called you according to my purpose, right? Verse 29 says, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. Hallelujah. For those God foreknew. Now, who did he foreknew? He foreknew all of his children. Hallelujah. He foreknew all of his children. Hallelujah. All of us. He knows all of us by name. Hallelujah. He says, for those he foreknew, which are all of his sons and daughters, hallelujah, he predestined or predetermined that we all would be conformed to the image, hallelujah, of his son. It's an inner work. It's an inner work. It is a work that abides within, and then it resonates from the outside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We reach out. God is saying, stop reaching outside of yourself. God says that the change that you seek is going to come from within you. Hallelujah. By the power of my presence within you, by the resurrection power within you, by the purifying power of the Holy Spirit within you, I am conforming you to the image, hallelujah, of my son. What is the image of his son? Well, we only need to go back to Hebrews chapter 1. What is the word of the Lord tells us at verse 3? That the son is the radiance of the Shekinah, the radiance of the glory. Hallelujah. That God is conforming us to the image of the son. That means that God is conforming us, hallelujah, to have the same Shekinah, the same glory, the same anointing, hallelujah, resting on our temple, on our bodies, on our lives. Listen to me, hallelujah, that the Son is the very expression of God's essence. And as the Lord Most High conforms us to the image of his Son, it is to this end that we might also be the very expression, hallelujah, of God's essence. I tell you today, it's an inner work. It's not an outward work. Hallelujah. It's an inner work. Everything that happens on the outside of you, hallelujah, supports what? The inner work. So when I need the clarity, when I need the understanding, I don't have to, I only need to look within. The Lord says, for those God foreknew, and he foreknew me, he foreknew you. He also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. That is the very essence, hallelujah, of Almighty God. That is, hallelujah, to be the radiance of the Shekinah of Almighty God. That he, verse 29 of Romans, I'm back at Romans chapter 8, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Hallelujah, that Christ is the firstborn among many brothers. That means that because Christ was resurrected, so shall I. Because Christ was resurrected, hallelujah, raised up, so shall I. Hallelujah, we shall not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says at verse 30, and those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. Hallelujah. So here in is the validation. As the Lord God Almighty causes all things to work together for your good. Hallelujah. And as he conforms you, your very likeness, to the image of his son, which is what? Hallelujah. The radiance of God's Shekinah, which is the very essence. Hallelujah. Of his being, as the Lord God Almighty through Christ conforms us to the image of his son. Hallelujah. To what end? That he also is going to raise us up. Hallelujah. At the last day. Not only that, hallelujah, but because he has called us, herein is the validation that he justifies us. He also, those whom he justifies, he also glorifies. God says we don't have to look outside of ourselves. We only need to look within. Hallelujah. So concerning this work, concerning purpose, calling, work, ministry, whatever it is that you do, the word of the Lord says, in Him, hallelujah, I live, move, and have my being. It's all in Him. I live, I move, and I have my being. My whole life, hallelujah, is in Him. And He is accomplishing His purposes in my life. All right? So the validation seeking always should reside within. Lord, am I in alignment, God, with what You are doing? Am I in alignment, Father God, with what You want for me? Am I, hallelujah, in alignment with Your plan and Your purpose for my life? Hallelujah. The validation is within. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pause to just pray a prayer of alignment or realignment, Father God. We seek Your face, Lord God, not the face of men, Lord Jesus, but we seek Your face, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Every part of our life that is out of alignment with Your will and Your plan and Your purpose, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We pray that You would just bring us back into divine alignment, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Calibrate even our thoughts, Father. Hallelujah. Posture our hearts, Lord Jesus. Because if You don't posture us to accomplish Your will, we can't do it, Lord Jesus. It is You who enable and empower us to do what You have designed and made us and placed us here to do, Father God. So we seek no other for validation, Lord God, but we look to You, Father, as You conform us to Your image, as You accomplish Your plan and Your purposes for our lives, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. The work rests on You. We only surrender to You. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Not only is the validation within, but the Lord wants us to know that the Word is within. We don't have to look to another man. We don't have to look outside of ourselves for the Word. The Word is within. Hallelujah. Because the one who sustains all things abides where? Within. The one, hallelujah, who is the owner of everything, or who has become heir of all things, abides where? Within. The Word made flesh abides within. And so the Lord God Almighty wants us to stop looking for two other people for validation. We don't need it. We only need to be approved by Almighty God. Hallelujah. And so we seek His face today. Not only must we only be approved by Him, but even the word is within. The Bible tells us in the 31st chapter of Jeremiah, God says, "This is the covenant that I will make with my people of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." I'm talking about all of that part right there. Hallelujah. The Word is within. This is, hallelujah, a declaration that Almighty God made concerning His children. And I know that this Word applies to us, because what? Hallelujah. The Savior abides within. And Lord Jesus, hallelujah, we just receive You and the fullness of Your Word, even as You declared, hallelujah, write Your Word on our mind, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Write Your Word on our mind, hallelujah. Write Your law in our mind and write Your Word on our heart. That is my prayer. That is my prayer. Write Your Word on my heart. And the Lord says, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Now watch this. Jeremiah 31 verse 34 says what? And no longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord. That part. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord. That means no longer will they what? Reach outside of themselves for something that God has placed within. Hallelujah. The Word made flesh is within us. the word of God already abides within us. And so he says, you're not going to need to look outside of you. So stop looking outside of you. Hallelujah. Let us truly, may we truly learn to abide within, hallelujah, in the inner sanctuary of our hearts with the Savior. To know him, to know his word, to know what he is saying. And this is what, this is, God has shown us in his word what his intention and what his plan is. He says, because they will all know me from the least of them to the greatest. Hallelujah. We will all know him from the least to the greatest, because God is able to reveal himself to us. Hallelujah. So we don't have to look outside of ourselves for validation, because it is the Lord who calls us. Hallelujah. Who draws us into relationship with him. It is the Lord who justifies us. It is the Lord Most High who glorifies us. The validation comes from within and not from without. Hallelujah. The word is within. The living word is within. Almighty God, hallelujah, has written his law on your mind. Almighty God has written, hallelujah, his word and his law on your heart. He is our God, and we are his people. So his word is within us. And I want to make one more point, and I'll bring the broad class to a close. Okay. Hope. The hope abides within as well. Hallelujah. The hope, our hope is within, because the Savior abides within. The word of the Lord tells us in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope. Hallelujah. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We touched on that a little bit earlier. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that one more time. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? He is, hallelujah, he is the radiance of God's Shekinah. He is the radiance of God's glory. He is the exact representation of his essence or of his being. That is the being of Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. This is who he is. Now he has made his home within us, and he is conforming us to his image. Where the Lord says, hallelujah, in his great mercy, he has given us new birth. That is spiritual birth. We've been born again. Hallelujah. He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, hallelujah, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. And we know we all suffer grief. We all suffer various kinds of trials. But watch this. The Lord Most High says, be reminded that the hope is within. Why? Because he says to us at verse 7, these have come. What are these? That suffering, that grief. Those trials, hallelujah. This is all stuff happening outside of you. But the answer to all of that is not outside of you. It's in you. This word is in you. But God has given us his written word. And watch this, the logos, he says at verse 7, hallelujah, of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, which is of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. He says, though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the hope is within. Are we going to go through stuff under the sun? Absolutely. Absolutely. The word of the Lord says, in the world you will have tribulation. But God says, be encouraged, because I have overcome the world. And the overcoming spirit of Almighty Yah, the spirit of Christ, abides within us. So he says, hallelujah, that these tribulations, these trials, and these tests prove the genuineness of your faith. So how do you respond? How do you respond when the grief comes, when the trials come, when the test comes, when the troubles come? What is it revealing to you about your faith? Hallelujah. Because everything outside of you, as the Lord has already said, is working for our good. All of it is working for our good. And sometimes it's hard to see it. Hallelujah. But our prayer, because the living hope abides within, is that, Lord, hallelujah, even in this, Father God, may my faith in you prove genuine. Even in this grief, Almighty Yah, may my faith in you prove genuine. Even in this setback, hallelujah, may my faith prove genuine. You know, even in this fiery trial, may my faith, hallelujah, which is of greater worth than gold that perishes, even though it's refined by fire, may it result in praise to Almighty God. Why? Because, hallelujah, the living hope abides within me. The validation in that I've been called by God. I've been justified by God. Hallelujah. So shall I be glorified by God. Listen, it's already within me. And the living word, the testimony of Christ, the law of Almighty God abides within me also. So what is the Lord calling forth from us today? Again, greater communion, greater consecration. Hallelujah, to shift us from looking outside of the temple to looking in the temple. Hallelujah. Listen, I want to share one more scripture. And I always love to share this one before I go. Let me get to it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ephesians. That's where I want it to be. Is that where I want to be? Let's see. Let's go back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 2. That's not where I want to be. I want to share one more scripture about the inner sanctuary, and then we're going to go home. Amen. Hallelujah. That's where I want to be. And it's already marked for me. I don't know why I didn't go there. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 2. Hallelujah. Watch this. Again, the inner sanctuary, everything already abides within you, because the radiance of God's glory is in you. The essence of his being is already in you, who is the Messiah. And the word of the Lord says to us, hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 2, the word of the Lord says in verse 1, and I'm bringing this to a close. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice, of all deceit, hypocrisy and envy, and of all the ways there are of speaking against people, and be like newborn babies, thirsty for the pure milk of the word. The word abides within. He has given us the logos. Hallelujah. As you read the logos, the Lord Most High will give you divine revelation of what he is saying and what he has written to us in these love letters. But he says to us, be like newborn babies, thirsty for the pure milk of the word. That means if I ain't getting my milk, I'm crying. If I'm not getting my milk, you know, of the word, then what? I'm fussy and I'm uncomfortable, right? That's how tight-knit we got to be with him. That's the level of communion and closeness and connectedness that Almighty God is calling us to. He says, shift. Don't latch on to people. Latch on to him. Don't latch on to the words of men. Latch on to him. Don't latch on to a new teacher. Latch on to Holy Spirit. He says, hallelujah, so that by it you may grow up into deliverance. Grow up into deliverance. For you have tasted that Adonai is good. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by God, but chosen, rejected by people, but chosen by God and precious to him, you yourselves as living stones are being built into a spiritual house to be Kohanim, that is priests, set apart for God to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to him. Through who? How are we able to do it? Through Yeshua, Yahushua, the Messiah. Hallelujah. This is why the Tanakh, what is the Tanakh? It is Hebrew for scripture, God's holy word to humanity. Through the Tanakh, this is why the Tanakh says, look, I am laying in Zion a stone, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and whoever rests his trust on it will certainly not be humiliated. You will not be put to shame if you rest your trust on the cornerstone. And this is where Almighty God is calling us to shift to resting our trust on the cornerstone. Everything that I do and everything that I say and my life and how I live is to be aligned in alignment to the cornerstone. Who is the cornerstone? Jesus Christ, my Lord. Hallelujah. This is abide forever. Let us abide in the inner sanctuary, knowing, hallelujah, that the Savior is within. And because he is within, the essence of Almighty Yah is within. Hallelujah. The radiance of the Shekinah is within. The milk of the word of God is within. The validation is within. The purpose is within. Hallelujah. And the living hope is within. Somebody say, praise the Lord of hosts. So, Father, we thank you for your word. Help us, Lord Jesus, to no longer look away from you for what you have given to us in the inner sanctuary. Teach us, Father, how to sit and eat and sup with you in the inner sanctuary. Teach us, hallelujah, how to spend time with you in the inner sanctuary. Teach us how to be yielded to you in the inner sanctuary. Hallelujah. And may, hallelujah, every trial, every test, every grief, every tribulation that happens in our life under the sun prove the genuineness of our faith and our trust in you, our cornerstone. Thank you, Lord, for how you have set us up for victory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you are raising us up unto your glory. And I pray this prayer in the mighty name, hallelujah, of my Savior, Yahushua, my Lord. Somebody say amen, amen, and amen. This is Abide Forever. My name is Dr. Ebony Robinson. Thank you guys for tuning in with me. Until next time, be blessed.